Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago and our upcoming show at the beautiful Mann Center in Philadelphia on June 29th. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Sean from Salem, Massachusetts.
Salem, Massachusetts, I know it well. Salem was in the news this week when Donald Trump called the prosecution of him, or the potential prosecution, a witch hunt, and your congressman, Seth Moulton, said, I represent Salem, it's not a witch hunt.
That's pretty true. Salem is pretty much the only town where you can say my mother-in-law rides a broom and people take it as a compliment.
Yeah, I understand. Well, Sean, welcome to the show. Bill Curtis is going to read for you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly and two of the limericks, you will be a winner. Ready to play?
Since I was born.
Big talker, sir. Hey. Big talker. Here's your first limerick.
While others are parched and might totter, my app is a fancy tap spotter. Wherever I go, I can find H2O, because I've got a subscription for...
water.
Right. Yes. Water, a company called Refill in Manhattan, is offering members-only access to water fountains around the city. Now, you're probably thinking, huh, drinking fountains for some people... but not everyone. That Jeff Sessions works quickly. But no. It's not like that. It's a startup. For a monthly fee of...
Let me start stocking it now.
Yeah. For a monthly fee of $3, you can access 200 fountains around Manhattan. Your smartphone activates the fountain and you drink. But by not paying $3 a month, you can drink from all the other fountains in New York. Subscribers to Refill will also receive a reusable water bottle, which is completely collapsible, which means you'll be able to get it small enough to fit in an average New York apartment. Here is your next limerick.
I'm a scavenging bird, but I'm cultured. I look pretty and prim, like a sculpture. Dead creatures I take up, but not without makeup. I'm a vain and a looks obsessed.
Vulture?
Yes, vulture. Very good, Sean. According to biologists, some vultures in Africa regularly use mud as a form of makeup. They use it to paint their normally white faces red and brown. Now I know what you're thinking. African birds in blackface. Jeff Sessions gets around. But no. It's called cosmetic coloration. Something animals do to attract mates and conform to the patriarchy's unrealistic standards of beauty. It's hard enough for vultures. All they do is eat roadkill. Now they have judgy ornithologists slut-shaming them for putting red mud on their faces.
They're probably just compensating for their breath.
Something literally died inside of them.
Yes, exactly. Okay, Sean, here is your last limerick.
From that fashion and high-end perfumer gang comes a product for which no consumer rang. It's a bent throwing stick with a neat homing trick. Chanel makes a luxury
boomerang.
Yes! Oh, you had that ready. Very good. Chanel has created the perfect accessory to go with your Gucci shoes and Versace catapult. The $2,000 boomerang is made of wood and resin and features the famous Chanel logo in the center.
Oh, my God.
It's perfect if you're... It's perfect if you're hunting kangaroos in Rodeo Drive or you just want to throw something at a Kardashian that will both hurt and impress them.
So is this just like Chanel? They just have like these think sessions where it's like, okay, what can we just like put our logo on and charge $2,000 for?
Sounds people, like it.
They toss out ideas, you know?
Yeah.
Like cups. No, everybody does cups. You know, it's just, how about a boomerang?
Well,
I don't. Is anybody else doing
Tom,
boomerang?
They tossed out that idea and it came right back.
There
to
it us. Is.
He's a keeper.
Bill, how did Sean do? Was he, in fact, ready to play?
Was he ever? 3 out of 3, Sean.
Congratulations, Sean. Bye-bye, Sean. Thanks for playing.
Thanks so much.
If you want to give your heart, don't be afraid to try.